This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
It's time now for our Friday StoryCorps series. Lillian Holloway is a doctor in Chicago, and her sister Regina is a lawyer. They've been able to achieve those careers because they've helped and inspired each other along the way. Earlier this year, the Holloway sisters visited the StoryCorps booth at the Chicago Cultural Center to talk about why they're each other's best friend and biggest fan.
Man, you are my best friend. You are the Shango to my Obatala. You are the Fidel to my Jay. You are the peanut butter to my jelly. Why do you think that we're such good friends?
There's just something about our spirits that have always been in sync. You're just like my soulmate. And I don't know why that is.
Was there ever a time you didn't like me?
There was never a time I didn't like you. I think that there was a time where when we were kids, where like I saw a relationship in terms of like my position, like I'm your older sister. Like, I think I felt like, I have a lot of anxiety, and I think I had to be like, well, I have to make sure she's okay. She lives through every day. Like, I literally felt, like, responsible for your every breath. When people are like, is your sister younger or older? I'm like, she's younger, but she feels older because I feel like she's more stable than I am and definitely more mature.
That's not true.
There was no reason why you should have become a doctor and I should have become a lawyer based on the way we were raised. But we just decided some bizarre dream that really now is like not embarrassing, but almost looking back, you're like, that was so naive. It should have never happened.
You're the most unlikely doctor lawyer pair in the world.
You raised the bar because I think when you went to medical school, that had to be like looking back now, like so difficult. And I was like, if she can do this, I can, we're going to do what we said we were going to do. Like a yin and a yang, like we both needed each other to be where we are.
You were born on the right day. Because you are a lover and you love truth, brutal truth. Everyone that you love passionately, and everyone that you hate them passionately. And you are a fire and a spark. Is there anything that you wanted to tell me that you never have?
That I've never have? That I tell you everything that I'm thinking at any given moment. You're like, that's a hilarious question. What do you think I've been holding back all these years? I tell you everything that you don't want to hear, like my complete like play-by-play in my head. I think just that like I couldn't have lived this life without you. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really, I know this sounds stupid, but I mean, it would have been such a dull life without you.
Without the dull optimist.
I'm so glad that you made it. Because even your birth, you were like so weak and you have grown so strong. No, you were like the best thing ever to me.
You can't ever leave me.
Oh, you can't leave me either.
Because I can't live without you.
I can't live without you either. But I hope I die first.
Shut up. Such a weirdo.
That was Lillian Holloway talking with her sister, Regina Holloway. They were recorded by StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. WBEZ's Bill Healy produced this excerpt.